Let's head over to Denmark now. Here is the native of British Columbia. I'm sure he's been to many Tim Hortons in British Columbia throughout his lifetime, maybe even in Langley, British Columbia. Here's Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
I've been in Langley. I missed the Tim Hortons thing. I'm trying to catch up to O's tweet, but, you know, we're at a different day here, so I kind of missed it. And so the only thing I'm pissed off at was I wasn't on the prop show.
You missed out on that.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, we should have.
That was solid.
We should have included you, though, in one of the prop bets. We'll have to circle back
Noodles,
with that.
When you said, when the prop about you getting a dog or a cat, you said to your daughter, you got a little brother. What more do you want?
Exactly. I think that flew under the radar for a lot of people. But I did get some Twitter traffic on that one once Gord pointed it out on Twitter.
Yeah. But I will, if I could just throw my $6,000 onto O getting married again.
Oh, it's the biggest
lock
on
earth. What did you say?
What?
Biggest lock.
You're getting remarried, dude. Like, just be honest.
Can you, Ray, what did you just say? You throwing your money down on me getting married again?
$6,000, he said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to get swept off your feet by some princess, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
She's going to propose to you. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it on Instagram.
It'll be.
She's going to propose to me.
Yep. Gracie will be the little ring dog, and she'll toot down the aisle with the ring, and it'll be great.
Ray, how long did you wait before you got married again?
What was I? 4 years. 5 years.
Ooh, we're getting close.
Well, no, you've only been...
Well, I thought I was going to get married again, and that just...
Well, it happens. Listen.
Wall squat, deuce and toss.
Yeah, so Ray, I mean, we are going to start a new segment. I don't know if you have caught up on what happened in Langley.
Well, I'm getting wall squat, deuce and toss. I can put that together. So what exactly happened at Tim Hortons?
There was, I don't know if you guys dug deeper into it, but apparently there was an argument about this lady wanted to use the bathroom, and the guy said no. Now, I don't know if she was a paid patron. She obviously had some issues or has some issues because she was going at it with him and must have said, I really have to go, and he wouldn't relinquish the keys. So she went over and in plain sight of the closed caption camera, took a wall seat, dropped a deuce, grabbed it, and threw it at him in broad daylight.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to grab some napkins, wiped herself, then threw it at this guy as well. So it didn't go so
well. Okay, now, I thought I saw one of the grossest things today that's not even in this bloody ballpark. Like, what is that? Like, that's like a gorilla throwing their poop around.
That's exactly right.
Right?
Yeah,
it is.
And so today, at the rink here, they have these things. They're red. They're about 7 or 8 feet high, and they're kind of there's four angles to them, and they have a hole in each one of the corners. So there's four corners to this thing, but it's all together, like a big tall pylon. These holes, they're for so you can go to the bathroom, so you can go take a whiz. They're outside of the rink. They're not covered.
Yeah.
So there's like four guys standing, taken with into four buckets, basically.
That's the European way, right? Like, that's, I remember.
I couldn't believe it. We were like stunned.
It's
like, are you
all
kidding
over
me?
Europe. It's all over Europe. It's like they just, I don't know what it is, but they don't care, or someone hasn't brought it to their attention that you can go inside. Like, that just has never been an option.
It's like an outdoor trough.
They don't care. They just don't care.
They're all over Amsterdam. Like, we flew into Amsterdam years ago. And first, because these are the things where you're in a different culture, in a different city, in a different part of the world. The most blatantly, you know, obvious changes are the ones that stick out to you first.
Right.
So the first thing you notice in Amsterdam is everyone's on bikes. Everybody's biking everywhere. And the second thing is they just have troughs all over the city.
Yes.
And it's crazy. And no one thinks twice about going in there. And then they just walk out, see you later. All good. Crazy.
But there's no door. There's nothing. It's just like a big pylon with four holes in it.
Right.
What if you're a guy who, like, I know one buddy who's a jackass who always pulls his pants right down to his feet when he's taking a leak at a urinal just to be an idiot.
Just to be that guy.
I didn't see that.
So you've got that guy.
What I did see today is, like, we're in this beautiful hotel in Copenhagen, and we're right on the water, and it's hot, and people are out, you know, they're out running and kayaking, and they're also sunbathing all over the place. Nobody's got their tops on, right? They're like, we're in the hotel, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Women, and
I'm like, I got time here to do my work outside today.
Yeah, I would think so. Miraculously, the call's outside.
I spent hours studying whether John Klingberg played in the NHL or not. So,
you got to find out that information. It's very pertinent to what's happening
important.
Today.
Yes.
We were saying, you know, the world's, prior to having you on, with all due respect to teams like Korea and Denmark and all that, once you get to the quarters, that's when the real teams start playing, and that's what we saw today, Canada-Russia, and it was a...
Finn's big upset, too.
Yeah, and thoroughly entertaining game earlier today, and Canada ends up winning in overtime, but does it feel like a grind? Like, you kind of just got to get through the preliminary round, and everyone knows Canada, Russia, Sweden, the States, they're all getting through. Just kind of like, let's get going?
It's 100%, Brian, 100%. Like, the top five or six seeds, they're always getting through. They're always, even if they don't play well, there's enough for them to get through, and they'll beat enough of the poor teams to, you would think, for the most part, to get through. Then there's always that fight for the 6, 7, 8 seeds, you know, like Latvia got in on the last day, they beat Denmark, and they get in. Well, then the 8 are set, and you look through, and you, for the most part, you pick your favorite, which is generally the higher seed, and then all of a sudden, every year, it's 9 years in a row, a lower seed has beaten a higher seed. And so for Switzerland to sting Finland is a huge upset. And after Canada somehow gets themselves through, I mean, they overcame some pretty shaky goaltending from Darcy Kemper, although I'll say at the other end, the New York Rangers picked that Shesjorkin, and he was not any better.
Yeah.
And, you know, Canada gets themselves through, and now they get, I would think, a moderate break here, that they're going to play the Swiss and not the Finns. You know, the U.S. gets through. The U.S. is good. And, you know, Patrick Kane, of course, is a difference maker. Over here, he's a colossal addition for the U.S., except they've got the Swedes next. So I would be surprised if the Swedes don't win, and I think Canada should win, but heck, at this point, I guess you just don't know.
Well, we were talking about what's at stake here for McDavid, and he's lighting up the tournament, and everyone, he's the best player in the world, and if he's not, he's right there, top two or three guys. So nobody's surprised by that, but, you know, the world's, it's not the Olympics, it's not even what the World Cup could be, because at least at the World Cup, you don't have the NHL ongoing, so you don't have guys who would be taking a pass. And, you know, I saw some people tweeting about it earlier, how he's, you know, morphing into Mick Canada, and this is a massive moment for him in terms of his international resume. And I don't dispute that it means something. Of course it does. But I feel like these are the times where it just amplifies the fact that he really gets screwed over by them not going to the Olympics and not having that opportunity for a big moment against the best players going.
Right.
Well, look at all those young guys. You know, of McDavid's age, or maybe even just a little bit older. The NHL went to the Olympics for the first time in 1998. So for a lot of these guys, they, is you know, whatever they can remember is NHL players in the Olympics. And you know that would be something they would say, oh, this would be awesome, and they start getting closer to it, and they're thinking that they have an opportunity to play, and then the rug gets pulled out from them. And of course, those guys want to play. The best players always want to play against the best guys. And they got caught in, a political football a little bit. They got kicked back and forth. They can look at their players' association and say that they fell asleep at the switch back in the last bargaining because they should have been there. It should have been in the CBA. And then it wouldn't have mattered if they had to fight over the, over the insurance and all that stuff. It wouldn't have mattered because it would have been in the CBA and it would have gone. And so he and others like him absolutely took a back seat, and it's a shame because you would have liked to have seen him. Now, like, you know, remember Sidney Crosby came over to this tournament a couple years ago, and one of the reasons he came was he wanted to be part of that triple gold club. And the triple gold club, there's, I don't know, 30 members or 35 members of it. And yep. It's, you know, world junior, world championship and Olympic medals. And Crosby didn't have, or Stanley Cup, world championship and Olympic gold. And Crosby didn't have the world championship. So he came over here and he added to it. So McDavid's going to have that if Canada can win. He'll have one of them.
Yep.
And it means something to these guys. They just, I don't know, you want to be, if you want to be considered the best, you need all the hardware that goes with it. And for McDavid, he's been far and away Canada's best player. Like, not even close. He's been Canada's best player.
We were talking about Mark Scheifele and his contract situation. Oh, and LeBron were going on about it last night because Pierre's in Vegas and has been tracking the series. And mm-hmm. I know you're aware of this. Scheifele, he's scoring one or two goals every single game. Like, the guy's on a pace that is just absurd.
We're going to set a record if he keeps going.
Eventually, yeah.
Like, he's played three games into the third round. You know, like, he could still play another 11 games. And the guy just keeps potting goals. And we're talking about his contract. And everyone's got a different take on who they think has the best contract in the league. But Mark Scheifele would be on a short list for everybody. He's got a number of years left at 6.1. And I made the case that his whole journey and who he is and what he represents is actually, he's the perfect player for the cap era because he was a really good prospect. And he had a really, really quality first two or three years to the point where Winnipeg knew, okay, this is a guy we want to invest in long term.
Without the, there wasn't the hype, so they didn't have to.
He wasn't so great that it was like, but he's got a ton of leverage, so we got to pay him $10 or $12 million a year.
Right.
Like, they're going to probably have to do with Laine, like Buffalo did with Eichel, like Edmonton did with McDavid, and like Toronto's going to have to do with Matthews.
Well, you say like they're going to have to play with Laine, Brian, but can Winnipeg do the Nick Lidstrom cap and say,
no way, no chance. I don't think he can. Like, Laine is going to be like, great. Mark Scheifele wasn't who I was when I was 19.
Right.
Scheifele was in Barrie when he was 19.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scoring 45 in the NHL. I don't see it. But
and with the cap, you can't. There's no renegotiation. They're in.
Yep.
So, you know, if this is always going to be a test of players like Scheifele, or not of players, four players like Scheifele that he's making. Maybe he's making great money. He's making $6 million, but somebody's going to bypass him by $3 million on his team, and he's the best player, and it's not even close. And so but there's nothing he can do about it. And so it's really, will really be, a look into what he can mentally handle for a couple of years, because Winnipeg is getting more than value from him. Like, it's a remarkably team-friendly contract, yet I got this advice from my agent at the time with Steve Bartlett, who I think is one of the very best. And he said, the day you sign your contract, don't look at anybody else's because it can't be changed. If you're happy with it the day you sign it, then you're happy with it. And that's what Scheifele has to try and get his head around.
Yeah.
Because, man, he should be paid at the very top of the salary structure. Don't forget, like, when we talk about value contracts, how about Sidney Crosby's contract?
Mm-hmm.
He makes $8.7 million.
Yeah, he could be a lot higher.
Yeah, no question.
They sold him on a hometown discount, you know, to stay with the Pangs, to be competitive. He's making $8.7 million. And so he has to, you know, he had to get his head around, yep, that's enough, and I'm good with this, and that's the way it is. And so Scheifele's going to have to do the same. I mean, I'm watching Victor Arvidsson over here, and he's making $4.1 million for the next 6 years. Get 33 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be a pretty damn good value contract, too.
Brad Marchand, you remember his comments when Pasternak signed for more than him? Marchand said, good. I'm good for him. I'm happy with where I signed. And Brian, that's almost like a Scheifele situation. Marchand got really good a little bit later, like north of 25 type right. of situation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's ideal.
It's a tough one because they can't even slide them a little cake to even the difference out because of the cap. Like,
no.
That's right. The way it is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't blame the teams. The teams paid you what they thought you were worth, and you accepted it. It just, like with Scheifele, he signed that deal, and I'm sure they thought he would continue to improve, but he's improved into a guy that's one of the great players in the world. And you're like, oh, awesome. Awesome right. for us, because he could have plateaued
because
or maybe taken a step back.
Because, you know what, there's always going to be a couple of clunkers, isn't it, that are going to flatten that out. You're always going to get a contract that you're not going to get full value for. And so if you get one like this, man, that's money in your pocket if yep. you're the team. Like, not that you get to save, but you get to use somewhere else. And, man, Winnipeg's got that kid's a stud. He is I love the way he plays. I love the way he approaches stuff. I don't foresee that there's an issue going forward, but it's going to be a challenge for him because there's going to be guys zipping by him like he's in the slow lane. And, you know, his 6.1 is going to look pretty shabby next to what some other guys are making.
Well, and that's it. Like, I think Laine is a perfect example.
Laine is going to ask for $10 million. Why wouldn't he? Jack Eichel did. He's a better player than Jack Eichel.
I would think he'd ask for at least that, for sure.
44 goals.
Yeah. 44 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And counting. Like, this guy's going to, I think, go north before he goes south.
No kidding. He's 10's the number. It's like, get to that or I'm staying in Finland.
Well. They'll have to. I mean, that's where Chevy's got younger guys.
If he doesn't get
that.
10, Jamie, he's going to do a hashtag wall squat deuce and toss.
How about that? The pride of BC.
Yeah.
You must be so proud of your province.
I am proud of our province. You know what? I think a well thought out protest is a good thing, and clearly she really thought this out.
Oh, yeah. She got a point across. I mean, there's no disputing that. So
ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a tough one to come back from, isn't it? How'd you like to be the lawyer in that case?
Yeah. Might want to become a Starbucks person after that.
But apparently, Ray, she had to go and they wouldn't let her in the bathroom, so she had to go.
Well, yeah, but still.
Probably could find better ways to do that.
The protest, I don't think, was necessary.
Yeah, there's got to be a different way to... There's got to be a better solution than the... What is it? Wall squat?
Deuce and toss. Toss.
Deuce and toss. I like it.
Yeah. You got to get it right, Ray. It's very important.
Say it again the proper way.
Well, I'm over here. It's like midnight here, man. I'm tired. I'm going to get this right.
Say it again. Wall squat, deuce and toss.
It's deuce and toss.
There you go.
Deuce and toss is the key. The wall squat I got.
Okay, say it all together at one time now.
Hashtag wall squat. Deuce and toss.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And before you come home, find out how to say that in Danish.
Yes. Get that. Text me that in Danish.
I'm going to head over to the concierge and ask him. He's going to look at me like I got seven heads.
Yeah. I can't wait.
He doesn't care.
Find a new hotel.
I'll see if maybe Vladdy Malakoff, I saw that you ran into him. Maybe he could translate that for you.
He might. He's a giant still, man. Holy smokes.
Well, I was telling the guys before you came on that I played with him for a couple of years. I think he said five words to me in two seasons. Like, he's not a talkative guy.
My first year, he didn't speak, he spoke almost no English. So I called him Big Dummy all the time. Hey, Big Dummy, let's go. Time to get going. Boss, hey, Big Dummy, let's go. And so he'd just nod his head and he'd come along. And then maybe like around December, he comes up to me and he puts his finger right on my chest. He goes, I find out Big Dummy. I know Big Dummy. You know, call me Big Dummy. And I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, he ratted you out.
Yeah.
I had no idea, but I called him for about 2 months. I had, hey, Big Dummy, let's go. Time for the bus. Okay.
That'll change your tune pretty quickly once he gets a translator.
Exactly.
Yeah. What a hell of a guy, huh? Way to help him along.
Great player.
Yeah, exactly. Welcoming him to a new world. Here's your help, Ray Ferraro. All right, man.
Awesome.
Well, enjoy it over there. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you. I guess we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
And I'll be back home. I'll talk to you Tuesday. I'll be back home Monday.
All right, perfect. Talk Tuesday.
Later, boys.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing your service history, lien history, and accident history. Visit MapleToyota.com.